Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Rebecca. Remember we have talked about if you could have a superpower, which one you would like to choose? I chose the reading people's minds superpower, remember? Okay, let me see if I still got my read people mind superpower. You guys want to know more about Spider-Man, am I right?
Well, I think everybody wants to learn more about Spider-Man. Now, yesterday we were talking about the new Spider-Man movie. He's going to be fighting against Electro. Mm-hmm. Electro is a guy who feels betrayed by his life, by everything around him, and he wants to make the world feel as bad as he does. He's going to try to destroy the world, and of course, Spider-Man is going to try to stop him. Now, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. When I was a kid, I had Spider-Man comics.I had Spider-Man pajamas that I would sleep in up until I was about 22 years old.
You know,
they got a little bit small, but I still thought it was okay. Some people thought it was weird. I don't know.
I didn't know you have Spider-Man pajamas, and in fact, you have one of that?
I still have it now.
Okay.
To this day. I can't throw it away. What can I say? I'm a big Spider-Man fan.
Okay.
I can tell Rebecca is among the people who thinks that's a little bit weird, I think. Maybe?
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a little bit weird. But okay, we're going to take your thoughts away from that right now. We're going to go on with today's article and keep talking more about Spider-Man. Nothing more about my Spider-Man pajamas, I promise. Let's go into today's article right now.Reading.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man was created by writer Stan Lee and artists Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko in 1962. Unlike any superhero before him, Spider-Man was a teenager and he had many ordinary problems to deal with. He worried about his grades, pimples, and his crush, Gwen Stacy. Decades later, Spider-Man is still going strong with comics and has made the jump to the silver screen. In The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Peter continues to take on his heroic responsibilities and tries to discover who he is. Andrew Garfield, who plays Peter in the film, said his character must struggle with a double life as an ordinary teenagerAnd a superhero that fights villains. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was filmed in New York City and was the biggest movie production ever made in the city. As in the previous film, this sequel stays faithful to the original comic books. Yet,Spider-Man's costume and gear received some minor changes, such as bigger eyes and new web shooters. This may prepare to swing at dizzying heights once again when The Amazing Spider-Man 2 hits screens.
Spider-Man was created by writer Stan Lee and artists Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko in 1962. Unlike any superhero before him, Spider-Man was a teenager and he had many ordinary problems to deal with. Now, if you've ever seen Stan Lee, he looks like a very kind old man. He looks like your favorite uncle or just a very friendly guy that you could just sit down and have a conversation with.And I'm sure he can talk about Spider-Man all day. And they made this very unique character, Peter Parker, who was a teenager, so that people, young people who read comic books, could see the situations that he was getting into, and they could relate to it. They could say, his life is just like my life, and I want to keep reading and buying more Spider-Man comic books.
Spider-Man 这个角色之所以特别，就是因为他只是一个青少年而已，不像钢铁人、美国队长、浩克、雷神索尔等等，他们都大人了。所以其实你所想象到超级英雄都应该成年人才对啊。Peter 还不过就是一个自己有很多麻烦、很多烦恼的高中生，所以这个角色才会引起青少年读者很大的共鸣。
He worried about his grades, you know, he wanted to do well in school. Pimples, of course, he's a teenager. And his crush, Gwen Stacy, he had a crush on someone. Pimples, first of all, are like those little bumps you get on your skin sometimes. Happens to everybody. And a crush is when you fall in love or you like somebody. Of course, this happens to us all. You develop a crush on someone. You see somebody walking through the hallway of school and you go, oh my God, that is the most beautiful girl or the most handsome guy I've ever seen. And you start to develop feelings for them. You like them.
这些果然都是很典型的青少年的烦恼啊。首先你会担心自己的学校课业，再来你会烦恼你的外表。我上课的时候呢，常常看到国中女生在底下拿梳子一直梳一直梳一直梳刘海。你会担心青春期长的一堆痘子，青春痘叫 pimple。 其实医学上来说，青春痘还可以用 acne 这个字， acne，或者平常聊天的时候比较口语的讲法，我们可以说 zit, z-i-t, zit。 青少年的烦恼还有什么呢？当然是爱情咯。只不过 Peter 呢是暗恋人家啦。 crush 这个字，也许你有学过动词用法，还有个挤压压碎的意思，但在今天电影介绍当中，这个是名词用法。 crush 可以指单方面的迷恋的感觉，通常啊是没有说出口的。 Have a crush on someone 就对某个人有迷恋的感觉。 Crush 还可以直接指一个迷恋的对象。刚文章当中 His crush Gwen Stacy 就他的暗恋的对象，他也是这个蜘蛛人的初恋哦。
So Spider-Man goes all the way back to the early 1960s. Decades later, Spider-Man is still going strong with comicsand has made the jump to the silver screen. Now, in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Peter continues to take on his heroic responsibilities and tries to discover who he is. Okay, so this is, we're jumping ahead now to the present time. He's still taking on these heroic responsibilities, and he's doing it on the silver screen. The silver screen means the movie theater screen. You go to the theater and you watch a movie on the silver screen.
尽管过了几十年，蜘蛛人的这个漫画威力还是很强的。美国队长跟蜘蛛人这几个超级英雄都从漫画书当中跃上大荧幕的。我们知道 hero 是英雄的意思，把它结尾后面加 ic， heroic 就变英雄的。 heroic deeds 啊 deeds 就是英雄般的行为，英雄般的事迹。 heroic responsibilities 就是英雄得要承担的责任，真不是一般人所想象的。那我们刚句当中 Peter continues to take on is our shortcut for you today， 所以我们来看一下这个 take on 是什么意思哦。
Shortcut for you.
I'm so excited that I'm finally going to college.
Yeah, you'll really like it, I think. Are you going to live at home or in the dorms?
I want to live in the dorms.
You'll need to take on a lot of responsibilities then.
So you mean I should carry my responsibilities? How?
To take on means to deal with something.
I see. Take on means 承担.
Right. If you live in the dorms, you'll take on many things, such as cleaning, cooking, and getting up by yourself.
I have to take on all my studying, too. Say, can you take on something for me?
What's that?
Can you take on being an English tutor for me?
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to take on something. Now let's continue on with the article, which says, Andrew Garfield, who plays Peter in the film, said his character must struggle with a double life as an ordinary teenager and a superhero that fights villains. So he has a double life, meaning that he has to kind of be two different people. He has to be ordinary Peter Parker, a teenager, and he also has to be this superhero. Two totally separate personalities, two totally separate people, but they're actually the same guy.
演蜘蛛的男主角 Andrew Garfield 其实他已经30岁啦，不过他演青少年还是蛮有说服力的。他说这个角色啊，得要过着双重的人生，一边是平凡的青少年，一边打击坏蛋的超级英雄，这种日子一定很辛苦。
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was filmed in New York City and was the biggest movie production ever made in the city. Now, this is really impressive because movies in the U.S. are usually made in one of two places. Obviously, there's Hollywood and then there's New York City. And New York City has had some huge movies filmed there. We have Godzilla, the famous monster movie. And Godzilla, he trashed New York City. He destroyed it.And then we have the Transformer movies. Parts of those were filmed in New York City as well. Also huge movies. The Avengers, also with one of Rebecca's favorites, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, also New York City. But these were all smaller than The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So it just goes to show you how huge this movie was.
哦，这么说来，以纽约为场景来砰嚓砰嚓砰嚓的电影还真多。纽约一天到晚都被炸掉，再太可怜了。而这次的电影呢，又更令人期待，因为是有史以来在纽约拍摄的最大制作。我想应该有更多大楼又要倒塌了吧？这电影的场面哦，越演越浩大呢。
As in the previous film, this sequel stays faithful to the original comic books. It stays faithful. It means that it follows the comic books. It doesn't go away from their story. It doesn't change the characters. It doesn't change who Spider-Man is or what Peter Parker is all about. It takes that story and it stays exactly the same.Faithful is kind of similar to the word faith. If you have faith in something, it just means that you believe in something. You follow something as well. So to stay faithful means to follow something or to stay true to something.
像那些小说、漫画等等翻拍的电影，读者们都很期待是不是忠于原著。我都还记得《哈利波特》电影一出来的时候，大为赞叹，哈利。就是我想象中的样子，霍格华兹也是我想象中的样子，这是给书迷一个很棒的体验，从文字变成实际的画面。但是有改编之后很令人失望，甚至让原著作者很生气的例子，像是早期啊，周星驰拍的金庸的电影都乱改一通，金庸本人很火大哦。那刚刚提到的 faith 当名词使用是信念的意思 ，faith。加上这个 F-U-L 变成形容词咯，还有一个原本有忠诚忠贞的意思啦，但现在这边呢用的是一个精准的确实的这样意思，后面接续词加上 to， The movie is faithful to the book， 意思就是电影很忠于原著。
The article goes on to say yet Spider-Man's costume and gear received some minor changes such as bigger eyesAnd new web shooters. He's got some new gear. Gear is just like equipment, things that you use for a specific purpose. You might have gear for sports, like baseball. You'd have gear like a bat and a helmet, gloves. Spider-Man's got some different kind of gear. He needs stuff so he can fight crime and supervillains.
虽然这次的电影非常忠于原著，没有乱改故事情节，但是呢，他的 costume 服装有做一点修改，像眼睛部分变得比较大啊。哦，没想到蜘蛛人要戴放大片呢。啊，这样讲起来啊，好想帮他画假睫毛啊，弄点眼线哦。还有再来他的 gear， 他的装置配备有做点改变。哆啦 A 梦的 gear， 或是像竹蜻蜓、任意门、缩小灯等等。蜘蛛人的 gear 会什么东西呢？答案是 new web shooters， 也就是新的蜘蛛网发射器。我想他真的很需要这个东西，毕竟你也知道，一般的蜘蛛应该是要从屁屁发射丝线的，从手腕发射，摔度有高一点。
This May, prepare to swing at dizzying heights once again when The Amazing Spider-Man 2 hits screens. We're going to hit dizzying heights. If something is dizzying, it means it makes you feel dizzy, like you might fall over, you might faint, or something like that. That's the feeling of being dizzy. Some people, they feel dizzy when they go up to a very high place, like if you're on top of a building, or if you climb up a mountain and then you look down and it's so far and you start feeling like, whoa, that's a little bit too high for me. Do you have that feeling when you get up somewhere high?
Yeah, I'm so afraid of heights.
Fear of heights. Sometimes it makes you feel dizzy. It's a good thing Spider-Man doesn't have a fear of heights, because he gets up to some dizzying places when he's swinging from his spider webs.
今年五月，准备跟蜘蛛人一起用一个很令人头晕的高度荡去电影院吧。
Well, we hope you've enjoyed learning all about Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man, and his newest film, which is coming into theaters very soon. As for us right now, it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Well, we've been learning about Spider-Man, and Rebecca had the famous quote from one of the Spider-Man movies, "With great power comes great responsibility." So let's talk about responsibilities in the For You Chat question. A responsibility is like a duty or a task or a job that you are required or expected to do. So, Rebecca, which responsibilities take up most of your time?
Well, I don't have to fight evil and crime like Spider-Man does every day, but I have a 2-year-old son. Terrible twos.
Oh, I know the terrible twos very, very well, yes.
2-year-olds yell, "No, mommy, no," all day. I mean, children are adorable, but sometimes they can be demons.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of him is no easy job. That takes up most of my time. What about you?
Well, I don't have a guy going through the terrible twos in my house, although I do. I feel your pain. I have lots of friends that have 2-year-old kids. And yeah, it seems like all they can say is no sometimes, even if they want something. Like, you say, "Oh, do you want to watch TV?"
No.
And then they go watch TV anyway. But I have 3 cats at home. I have to take care of those. I have a lot of different jobs that I do, so that takes up a lot of time. I do a lot of writing. I do this. I spend a lot of time with my wife, and that's a responsibility too. Although it's a responsibility that I really enjoy. But yeah, for most people, the main responsibilities, if you're an adult and you have kids, it's your kids, being a parent, a mother, a father, or going to your job every day. People in Taiwan work very hard. They work very long hours. That's a big responsibility too. You guys are probably busy taking care of your school responsibilities, and you're doing that right now too. Now you can take care of the responsibility of talking about this For You Chat question amongst yourselves. As for us, we are out of time, but we will see you again next time on English For You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man was created by writer Stan Lee and artists Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko in 1962. Unlike any superhero before him, Spider-Man was a teenager, and he had many ordinary problems to deal with. He worried about his grades, pimples, and his crush, Gwen Stacy. Decades later, Spider-Man is still going strong with comics, and has made the jump to the silver screen. In The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Peter continues to take on his heroic responsibilities and tries to discover who he is. Andrew Garfield, who plays Peter in the film, said his character must struggle with a double life as an ordinary teenager and a superhero that fights villains. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was filmed in New York City and was the biggest movie production ever made in the city. As in the previous film, this sequel stays faithful to the original comic books. Yet, Spider-Man's costume and gear received some minor changes, such as bigger eyes and new web shooters. This May, prepare to swing at dizzying heights once again when The Amazing Spider-Man 2 hits screens.
Vocabulary Review.
Pimple. The teenager had a large red pimple on his face that he tried to hide. Crush. My crush is one of the girls at school, but I'm too shy to speak with her. Heroic. The heroic man saved all of the people that were in the burning building. Faithful. Our play is faithful to the original story because we changed almost nothing. Gear. We carried a lot of heavy gear with us when we went camping.